We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. It is Fort Riley Day on the show, and we have a couple guests joining us via phone today. Command Sergeant Major Timothy Spikert, Fort Riley Garrison Command Sergeant Major Lieutenant Colonel Terry Kelly from the 1st Infantry Division, Director of Public Affairs, joining us as well. And this next question I'm going to ask to Command Sergeant Major Spikert. As the Garrison Command Sergeant Major, what is your role in this current situation?
Great question, Brandon. So same role as I always have with Garrison Sergeant Major. So basically, I'm the ears and eyes for the commander here, the Garrison Commander, senior enlisted advisor to him. So, you know, I enforce the regulations and things that he want to put out to everybody, making sure that we kind of flatten communication across the division on these things. And again, when I say eyes and ears, I'm out there exercising social distancing, making sure that we're complying to the rules and regulations and policies that we've implemented and the senior commander's implemented, and providing him feedback on potential recommendations to other initiatives or ways to fight the COVID fight.
Now, I know you guys trained for a lot of things. Did you ever anticipate you'd be working a pandemic?
Never. You know, 22 years as an infantryman in the United States Army. I've only been here a few months now as the Garrison Sergeant Major, and had no idea this would be the first big role that I'm playing here on Fort Riley. It's enjoyable. I'm getting educated more and more daily, and I love it. I love the job.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, since you are pretty new to Fort Riley.
Okay, yeah, so, you know, I've only been here since January, so a few months, coming from Fort Carson, Colorado as an infantry battalion command sergeant major. Been in the Army for 22 years, have happily married to my beautiful wife, Stephanie. We have three kiddos, Ava, 13, Evelyn, 5, and little Merritt, just 2 years old, who all are sitting in the house doing nothing right now, wishing they could go play with the kids across the street, but, you know, it's... Again, as I said, it's an educating, very educational time for all of us, including myself as a Garrison Sergeant Major, and just having fun doing it.
Well, that's good. Well, we're pleased to have you here at Fort Riley. I know that there's all sorts of things that we've had a shift here over the last few weeks, and I guess almost going on a month now. One of the things that's very important that kind of got lost in all this was the 2020 census, and I know that is very important that it's done accurately. We've talked to K-State officials about counting students. Of course, they left early, and a lot of them are no longer here in Manhattan, but soldiers also need to be counted here locally as well.
Yeah, hey, Brandon, that's a great point, and you're absolutely right that, you know, COVID-19 response is a top priority right now, but we do have to think about the fact that the region in the future, we want to make sure they have the resources to respond to emergencies like this, and they have the facilities and resources they need. And Fort Riley, we are sort of a little city here, but we are still very much a part of the Flint Hills. Many of our soldiers, our DA civilians, our contractors live in the local communities, especially Riley and Geary County. So it's really important that the 2020 census not be forgotten. And I would encourage anyone who has not done it yet, especially if you're stay at home, quarantined, self-isolated, hey, just get on your computer, your tablet, go to 2020census.gov. And just do it right now. It's not that time consuming. You can get it done. Now, you alluded to specifically the service members. So like myself and Command Sergeant Major Spiker, you know, we're soldiers. We love the Flint Hills, but ultimately we're here because the Army sent us here. And so some soldiers and service members might not realize that you census where you live most of the time. So if you're on Fort Riley, Manhattan, Junction City, that's where you count for the census, not for your home or record. And if you talk to military people, where are you from is always an interesting question. So to use myself as an example, I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, lifelong Cubs fan. But over the years, I've been stationed all around. So right now, I carry a Texas driver's license. I own a house in Texas, and I vote in Texas. But for about the last year and a half, I've lived here in Kansas. I've been stationed at Fort Riley, and I live in Manhattan. So I census in Manhattan, Riley County. That's where I count for the census. So we want to encourage all the soldiers, service members, the families, get on 2020census.gov, complete the census, and remember, it's where you live, where you are right now, not where your home of record is, not where you vote. It's a little confusing, but make sure you get that census done.
All right. Yeah, very, very good advice there. We're getting low on time here. I do want to ask, though, what else you'd like the community to know about Fort Riley at this time?
Great question, Brandon. So, you know, what I want to really say is we're all in this together. You know, our surrounding communities are our family as well, friends and family, and we're all in this together. We'll continuously communicate out outside of our imaginary borders here on best practices and then the procedures that we're implementing. So everybody on the out, you know, everybody who's living on the outside of post, whether they're soldiers or community members, know what we're doing on post. And again, we'll get through all this and look forward to the time that we can get back together and shake some hands. But right now, it's all about all of us in the surrounding area doing everything we can possible to flatten the curve.
All right. Well, gentlemen, we sure appreciate the time. Thank you for all you're doing out there at Fort Riley and helping people stay safe. Again, Lieutenant Colonel Kelly and Command Sergeant Major Spiker, we sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Brandon. Have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you so much. We will continue in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.